Loyal listeners, if you ever wanted to get an ad-free edition of the HLS podcast, plus get a weekly bonus episode recapping the national picture, make sure you head over to patreon.com/ndtex. Again, that is patreon.com/ndtex. You will also get some other exclusive content in the form of posts every week as well. So make sure to join our Patreons, including new Patreons Stacy F. and Shane P. No, not the other Shane that podcasts with me. This is a different one. But make sure you join them as well as all of our other Lowell Patreons. Thank you all for your support. Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the HLS Picks Podcast on this Turkey Week. I'm your host, Ryan Ritter. You can call me ND Tex, and as always, you can subscribe to the pod over on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, wherever you happen to get your podcast feeds at. Well, by the time you hear this, the symbol have already happened, so you should have been on twitch.tv/herloyalsons. Of course, you can always join us at Discord at herloyalsons.com/discord. And of course, you can always find us at our home at HerLittleSons.com, at least for another couple months. And with that said, it is time to bring in Eddie. Eddie, how are you doing, sir?
Eddie Mac, baby! Ryan, I have a bone to pick with the universe. Before, it is here about 10 after 11 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. Early morning picks for us. I have fixed what I think was the problem of you having less sleep than me. I've taken aims to make sure that I'm pretty sure I've had less sleep than you coming into this pick pod. But the finalists for the Mackey Award, which is the best tight end in the country, just came out. And Michael Mayer is not a finalist.
Makes no sense.
I can understand that Kyren was not a finalist for the Doak. I think it's stupid, and these people obviously don't watch the games. But just based on numbers, I can let that one slide.
I can't.
I mean, it's objectively incorrect. But that somebody could not have Michael Mayer in the top three tight ends in the country is the dumbest fucking shit I have heard in a long time.
Absolutely fucking ridiculous. As a guy that is, you know, a no doubt NFL talent right now, was when he walked on the field for the first time. He's going to break records. He's on pace to do it right now. He's probably going to abuse Stanford. We will get into that pick a little bit later. But man, yeah, just an absolute crime against humanity, Eddie. I stand with you with the bone to pick.
Look, let's spoil the pick. If you can't have access to a bookie right now, go bet on Notre Dame because that number's only going up. Bet it now because it's going to get worse.
Yeah, there was definitely some refreshing of web pages on Sunday. Let's put it that way.
Man, I had to wait till Monday.
Oh, that's wrong.
Thankfully, I got a better number than what we're going to pick later.
That's good, yeah. I definitely got a better number as well. And I will just say, to the state of Texas, for the love of God, allow the betting apps.
Please.
Get in on those tax dollars. For the love of God. It's
free
money.
Free money.
Every time I see a fucking ad for like BetMGM or the Caesars Sportsbook, I'm like, I'm so mad right now. I'm so goddamn mad. Let me. I'm trying to give you money. Let me do it.
Infuriating.
Absolutely infuriating. Well, I'll tell you what's not infuriating, Eddie, was last week. You had a great week. You went 8-4.
It felt like a pretty good week.
Yeah. Fortunately for you, I went 10-2.
Yeah.
We are all tied up. And folks, I did a little bit of math. I had Eddie check said math because I want to make sure we brag on how well we're doing. because we can only screw it up so much today. And we may end up screwing it up being on very little research. Tuesday morning, we have very little information that we typically go off of.
I have done zero prep.
12-0, here we come.
Let's go, baby. Oh, well, wait, too early, too early.
Yeah, too early. But I love where the energy's at. 86, 60, and 3. I did a little bit of math. I assume the good old $100 standard bet at the good old standard minus 110 VIG. Folks, if you had been betting with either of our picks, since we are the same record, you would currently be $2,000 richer.
$2,000.
It's pretty good, gotta say. Now, I don't make bets that big on a regular basis. But yeah, well, I do not have the scratch to be doing that right now. Apparently, these kids need to eat. It's a weird fucking thing.
If only somebody had warned you to not have children, Ryan. If only you had a handsome, smart friend who said, "Hey, dumb, don't have kids."
If only I had somebody like that in my life, Eddie. If only.
What a shame.
Anyways, about halfway through the season, I did decide, it's like, you know what? I'm tired of looking at this and, oh, if I had bet my picks, I would have made money. I am very happy that I have been betting all 12 of my picks for the past few weeks. It has ended well for your boy. And also picking some times to go up a few units here and there. It's been going all right.
Betting the picks hasn't been the problem. It's the other games that I may or may not be wagering on that sometimes lead your boy astray.
Yeah.
I had not one, but 2 5-game parlays last weekend that I got 4 right.
But this one.
Miss one, which sadly renders it useless.
So you said that was 2 5-game parlays. So basically you had the 8-game parlay that you should have done.
Yeah, there was an 8-game parlay in there, which... what are you going to do?
All right, that's where we stand right now. We are, of course, doing this for a $200 extra life bet. Apparently, some people are throwing in like $50 on either side. I'm actually a little confused who's on which side, but we'll just say somebody needs to throw money in, and more money's going to extra life. That's all I care about.
That's what it sounds like. I was a bit confused by the stakes, but... sounds like people might be in, so hey, it's great. Yeah. If you also want to side bet us, come on down. Let's go.
Yeah, come on down. GamingForRaven.com is where you could do that. $50 away from 16,000. And I still got some more.
Jesus.
I still got some more company matches we're running down and hunting down. So that number as well. It's going to be at least, see if we're at 16 now. We're going to be well over 17 before this is all said and done without another donation. So let's keep running. We got to run the score up. Got to get those style points. I'm here to get some style points with extra life.
That's what we're here for.
That is what we're here for. Well, like again, I want to reiterate, it is just past 11 a.m. in God's time zone on a fucking Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
So
much like M. Bison once said, for you, it was the most important day of your life. But for us, it's a Tuesday.
Yeah. And as far as our bet goes, we go all the way into the bowls. So we will still have championship week. Plus SC Cal for some goddamn reason. And potentially Army-Navy.
Here's the thing. The fact that that game, Southern Cal, may already be bowl ineligible.
Yeah,
like,
baby.
That game may not even matter. It's going to be the funniest thing of all time.
I can't wait. I was this close to putting BYU Southern Cal on this list just to dunk on them, but we're going to go ahead and get our dunks out. Enjoy bowl ineligibility. Go hang out with Texas for a while. Enjoy the ride.
Hey, it is a rare time when I ever root for the Mormons. Get their ass, BYU.
Put up the points. All right. Oh, I feel like we are warmed up and spicy. Do it, Eddie.
Let's go, baby.
All right, let's get it kicked off. Thursday night. You got a belly full of turkey, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, whatever the hell is on your plate. You ready? You ready, Eddie? I see it.
You already know. You already know.
Egg bowl, baby!
This is the most college football game that there is. Like, if an alien came down to Earth and you had to explain the concept of college football, I think the Egg Bowl is the best option you have for just the idiocy that it always provides, the rivalry hatred that is there. Just, it encapsulates so much college football in one. I love it.
Yeah, and you got Lane Kiffin, you got Mike Leach.
Yeah.
You got a game that was once decided because somebody did a celebration of pissing like a dog.
Shout out Elijah Moore. Had a great week this week. Just had, like, he scored a touchdown this week, so the Egg Bowl's going to be lit.
Ever since that moment, we've had a weird world. So I feel like somebody's got to write it again. We need a dumb celebration to get this world back in balance. Something's got to go weird.
Yeah, I think Lane also tried to help write the universe because he knew how weird it was that you and I loved him as much as we do. And yesterday he had a quote where he was like, it's just a football game. I don't understand hating someone based on the school that they went to.
Liar.
Lane. We were doing so well. You've come so far. And you... saying that just days before this game really hurts. And it really makes me want to go the other way. However,
well, we haven't even done the line yet. Let's make sure we get the line.
Oh, yeah, I guess we should.
Yeah, we should let the people know where this is. First, this is going to be on at 6:30 Central on ESPN. Don't watch the NFL game. This is so much more fun. -1.5 is Mississippi State at home. Total is 62.5, or if you're like me and got it early, 60.5, baby. Who you got, Eddie?
The line's been moving, but the thing is, Matt Corral still plays for Ole Miss, does he not?
He does.
Give me the oldest Mississippi available, if you will, please.
Yeah. So, Eddie, we have very few markers than we typically do. But this one, we actually have a decent amount of bets on. And my gut instinct when I saw this line was... what the fuck? Mississippi State's favored? Really? Based on what? That they win some games here and there, and then they pop up into the top 25. I'm sure they'll be back there tonight. And then they see themselves out very quickly. And you said Matt Corral, still quarterback for Ole Miss, has been playing well. But I thought Ole Miss would be the favorite team here. A little bit of stink to this line. More so... and 73% of the tickets are on Mississippi. Yet 70% of the money is on Mississippi State. This is the only time I get to play this card because the rest of the data points are not there because it's too damn early. This doesn't make sense to me. As soon as I saw the line, I was leaning Mississippi State. Seeing the public go one way, but the big fat stacks go in the other. And the line for Mississippi State, despite the fact stacks of cash, has come down a point. It's open at 2.5 on Sunday for Mississippi State. This is against my better judgment, Eddie. But I'm going with the fighting leeches here. And you know what actually sealed it? You telling me Lane said this was just another football game. Sir!
Yeah, no, it's...
sir!
That was bad. It almost pushed me enough. It's only because Matt Corral is still there. If now, when it comes out tomorrow that Matt Corral got herpes and doesn't want to play anymore.
Yeah, this is one of those things after the game. It's like the Bo Nix need surgery. You're going to find out. It's like, oh, by the way, Matt Corral's been playing with like a broken collarbone. He'll have surgery for the season. Yeah. Ending. All right, let's move on. We are now in Friday. We're in your turkey hangover day. Don't go shopping. Don't do that. Stay home and watch football. There's crowds. Crowd sucks. We're still in a pandemic. Don't do it. It ain't worth getting COVID to fight over a cheap ass TV that's gonna break in a week. Don't.
What about a Furby though?
If you are fighting somebody for a Furby,
I will fight you for a Furby.
It's
Ryan.
20 goddamn 21. You need to reevaluate your life. Instead, at Friday at 2:30 in the afternoon Central on ABC, you can watch Cincy try to close out an undefeated regular season before their face-off with Houston in the American Conference Championship game. That is set in stone. Cincy, an 11-point favorite against Eastern Carolina. Cincy's on the road. The total is 57.5. Dyslexia is fun with numbers. Oh, man.
11 or 14?
14. Apparently, I just can't read. That's not even dyslexia. That's just me being dumb.
You know, this is why we don't make picks in the AM. Nothing good happens before noon, kids.
I even just went sure to check the line just to make sure I wasn't like, it is definitely still minus 14. There's a decent amount of bets here, and the public has got a slight lean on Cincy, but that's not the reason I'm going with East Carolina. It's not that I don't have faith in Cincinnati. Yeah, I'm getting spicy, Eddie. I saw that reaction.
Mm-hmm.
The big game for them is coming up the pipe. What they do against East Carolina does not fucking matter. Eastern Carolina, not a bad football team. They can get spicy. I like what Cincinnati brought out against SMU. I think they will also feel a lot more comfortable when the college football rankings come out, and they're sitting pretty at number 5 at worst. They could be number 4 as long as the committee doesn't do some Ohio State Michigan fuckery. I think that tones down the murder instincts of the Bearcats. I think that's going to make them a more docile cat, where now the attitude is, just don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up. You so just like got to win.
Like a dog cat?
A dog cat?
What's a more docile bear cat?
A docile, a kinder, gentler cat.
No, so it'd be like a wolf cat? Like a beaver cat?
You know, I'm really glad the backing music just died as soon as you made this joke.
You're not going to play with me here?
It's too damn early, Eddie.
That's fair. That's fair.
Give me the Pirates. I think this one's kept close enough. I smell a backdoor cover as well. Look, this is just Cincinnati is in a position now where they've done enough. I really don't think there's fuckery going on. They're going to feel good about themselves. It is now just fucking win. And the bigger game, it's next week. They just got to survive on the road. They'll do it. It'll be comfortable, but it ain't going to be by 14. Who you got?
Cincinnati is currently sitting at 5 in several polls.
Mm-hmm.
Famously, to be in the playoffs, you need to be in the top 4. Similarly, ECU only beat Navy by 3 last week. And as we saw firsthand, this year's Navy fucking sucks.
How did Cincy do against Navy, my friend?
That was like a long ass time ago. I'm talking about, and do we want to talk about how Notre Dame looked against Toledo? No, that was months ago.
We can talk about it. It's not fun, but we can talk about it.
ECU, not very good. Cincy, very good. Give me the full-on, angry, non-docile Bearcats. Meow.
What the hell sound was that?
It was a cat and a bear.
Apple Cup, 7 p.m. Fox. This is going to be a very interesting Apple Cup, Eddie. This is one heck of a way to end your Friday night. This game opened as a pick'em. Wazoo is currently a 1.5-point favorite. Both of these teams have interim head coaches.
I genuinely want to know if we've ever had a dual interim Apple Cup.
This has to be a first because the firing coaches this early is a more recent trend of trying to get ahead of things and saying, you know, we want to get in the race and blah, blah, blah. And really, Wazoo, they had to do it because of a fucking vaccine mandate. So just this doesn't happen. And not only that, Washington probably lets Lake finish the year if he doesn't go shove a kid. So, I mean, there's just a whole lot of weird going on this season. I don't think we'll ever see anything like this again. Like I said, Wazoo, they're the 1.5-point favorite right now. They're still battling for the Pac-12 North. Who you got?
The fact that they're actually in it for the Pac-12 North is hilarious. I sadly have a decent investment on Wazoo under 6 wins for the year, and they are sitting at 6-5 right now. The problem is they've actually been playing a lot better in the second half.
It's hedging time, Eddie.
whereas UW is coming in on 3 straight losses, Washington is in a bad, bad way. I hate doing it, but I got to go Wazoo.
I don't hate doing it. Now, I understand I don't have the same investment that you have. I'd feel the same way. Although I'd be looking at this like, baby, it's time to hedge that bet. One way or the other, I got to come out of this with a breaking even. But yeah, I don't like whatever's going on with Washington right now. They're just a fucking mess. Wazoo, on the other hand, there's been talk about the interim coach taking over because they actually done a pretty damn good job keeping the ship together. And it's honestly not an awful idea, especially with as much chaos that's going around the coaching picture right now across the nation. I was actually surprised this game opened as a pick 'em. I thought Wazoo would be an easy favorite here. The only thing I do fear, Eddie, is that this ends up becoming a super public ass play because it's super early right now. And I'm talking like there's 390 bets according to the Action Network. But right now, the entire world is on Wazoo. I'm going to get there because this game started as a pick 'em. It's starting to move up. This is, I think I may pull the trigger on this today as well before it gets to a field goal, because I have a feeling it's going to end it that way. I see a lot of value in this line. This doesn't make sense to me. Wazoo, they may not be the more talented team, but they're damn sure the better coach team and the better team overall this season. I don't see anything. Look, Washington's not going to get up for this just because it's a fucking rivalry game. That's something leadership helps instill, and that's a rudderless ship right now. So yeah, go ahead and give me the Cougs. Next up in hilarious bowl eligibility watch.
God, matchup. Hey, shout out to our boy Jack.
This is the battle for like the Bahamas Bowl or some shit. I don't even know where they could go. But
the winner of this does not deserve to go to the Bahamas. They should be going to the fucking Little Caesars Bowl in Detroit or something.
Birmingham Bowl.
They should be going to the worst possible destination there is.
Florida State and Florida. Just a battle of blue blood giants this season, Eddie. This is 11 a.m. on ESPN. And freshly fired Dan Mullen, Florida, is favored by 2.5 points. 59 is the total. My gut is just, and I'm going to go with it, is just take Florida State because they actually look like they know what the fuck they're doing right now. And I don't think you're going to get a big old bump. I mean, it feels like we're picking a lot of bowl games here, Eddie, like legit, because there's like
nothing matters right now.
Motivation. Like, it's like, who's actually motivated? Like you said, the winner of this game gets to go to some shit bowl. Now, for Florida State, that's actually going to be a high mark for them, considering where this season started, and they're kind of cobbling things back together, especially as of late. They've actually looked pretty decent. We've seen their defensive line. We know that defensive line can play. So they got you know, semblance of an offense here or there that shows these sparks. Florida, meanwhile, fuck, I don't know. You fire the defensive coordinator and the defense got worse. Usually when you pull that maneuver.
I mean, yeah, you would think getting rid of Grantham would help things, but
it made it worse. The offenses look like a mess. You just lost to fucking Mizzou. You're going the other direction. You're not trying to scrape. This is a team that was a 2-point conversion away from beating fucking Alabama. And they just had turned around, gone full circle, and got a 2-point conversion tossed on them by Mizzou. I don't see it, man. I just don't see it. Go ahead and give me the Noles. Who you got?
Can you imagine what the Notre Dame Florida State game would look like if we played this weekend, as opposed to what it looked like opening weekend.
So weird, man. College football.
I mean, gosh, what a different world we live in now than we lived in early September, late August. Part of me inexplicably wants to take Florida, just like TCU should have gotten destroyed a couple weeks ago, but somehow got the dead coach bounce. I'm like, maybe it happens again. But I can't do it. And there's no way any of them are getting up for the fucking chance at the Little Caesars Bowl. Like, these guys aren't going to care. That's not why they came to Florida. Like you said, Florida State is going up, and Florida is going extremely down. So, congrats, Jack. You're going to a bowl, baby.
Shreveport's great this time of year.
I hope CBS sends him.
Again? they send him there? Yes.
Here we go, bud. It's time to get back on the saddle. Live spot. Let's go.
Oh, man, that'd be great. All right, next up, we have to have one just sicko murder line.
Poor Jordan Yates. This is mean.
Georgia and Georgia Tech. Hey, Georgia Tech's the home team, though. Get a little boost, right? Right? This murder is going to be on at 11 a.m. on ABC. Eddie, the amount of points we got to pick in this one is 35. It moves up to the key number from 34.
It's two touchdowns short. Like, is this, are you sure you didn't click on the first half line with this one?
I did not. And I'm looking at it again just to see what we have and if there's been any more movement on the line or in the betting, and all points to no. This is legit.
Notre Dame doesn't blow teams out. It's just we never have under Brian Kelly. That's not what we're built to do. And Christ, it was 45-0 at half. And then we just played with our food in the second half. The fact that these poor bastards, after we beat the shit out of them, now have to go play Georgia. Georgia Tech is obviously not scoring a single point. The question is, what does Georgia want their number to be? It's damn sure going to be higher than 35. Like, that's not even a question. Hammer the Georgia Tech team total under. Hammer Georgia. Like, this is fuck the stock market. This is your investment strategy, kids. This is the new 401k.
Diamond hands on Georgia beating the hell out of Georgia Tech.
Totals. Let's go to the moon.
Eddie, the last time Georgia scored less than 35 points, guess which team it was? Do you happen to remember?
Nope.
Sure. Hilariously, it was Florida.
Jesus.
Where they scored 34. Yeah, they're going to score 35 on Tech. It's going to be very easy.
In the first quarter. Like,
this is, I feel awful. Like, if you didn't, like, just, if you're like, wow, that's a lot of points and it's a rivalry game, just look at all the hits Yates took. And it was coaching malpractice to have him in the fourth quarter. Like, at some point, you got to make the business decision. I hope for his sake it's made earlier, because this defense is on another level than what Notre Dame is.
If I'm Jordan Yates, like, oh, no, I pulled a hammy on Thursday.
Oh, shit, right?
Like, I don't think I can go, coach. Like, that's wrong. This team should be better. Like, I don't know what the hell the new coach has been doing the last 3 years, but there is no excuse for them to be that bad. That team was fucking trash.
Yeah, I remember I replied to Rakes, because during the game, he was like, what has Collins been doing for the past 3 years? And I said, you know, I think I figured it out. You know how there's transitional champions in wrestling where you just kind of throw the strap on somebody as a feel good thing while you actually figure out what you want to do for like the next year or so. Yeah, that's got to be what Collins is right now. He's the transitional coach. So they're just going to kind of hang on to him to get past the triple option phase and then kind of figure out what they're going to do from there.
I actually think this is karmic punishment for going away from the triple.
You know what? There is something to be said. Like, when people leave the triple option in the modern day for a more modern offense, it never ends well for them. It's kind of funny how that actually works out. I'm sure Paul Johnson is just, he must feel awful for Georgia Tech right now, knowing him.
He does not own a television. He has not seen a game since he left.
Have not watched a single second of a single game.
Zero chance.
I will not punch. All right. Before we go to break, we got to talk about Big Noon Saturday. Ohio State, Michigan. Ohio State favored by 8.5 points. The total is 64.5. Oh, my dear Lord, this line is too low. Like, look, I get Michigan is actually doing a little bit better. I do want to point out that should they lose this game, they still finish third in their own division. I mean, we're right there on schedule. Just want to point that out because of their inexplicable loss to Sparty. Here's the problem with this game, like legitimately beyond the fuck Michigan principle here. It is that Michigan, their defense is not as stout as this line would like to have you believe. Ohio State's offense has figured it out, and they've had it figured out for this entire month and then some. CJ Stroud is on it. They abuse Sparty. They will abuse this defense. The rushing defense actually legitimately impressed me, Eddie. They looked good against Kenneth Walker. So now you're telling me fucking Cade McNamara is going to light them up? That's what we're counting on with Michigan? That's who's going to keep it close? Not a freaking chance in hell. It would be hilarious if the doomsday scenario comes about that I threw out at Shane, that somehow Michigan and Notre Dame end up upsetting the entire balance of the universe and meet for the title. But reality exists, and the reality is Ohio State owns Harbaugh's ass. That ain't changing. This game has the potential to be closer, but I ain't buying it until I see it. I jumped on this line before it got up to 8.5. I wish I had been able to get it at the opening 7. It's going one direction, and that's up. Hit up your friends early if you believe as I do. Give me the Buckeyes. Who you got, Eddie?
Ryan, is Jim Harbaugh still the coach at Michigan?
Beyond belief, he still is.
Buckeyes!
I like how I gave a long explanation. You're like, hang on a second. I picked one thing out of there. Harbaugh still coaching?
Yeah, no, that's easy. Like, until he leaves, guaranteed.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break. Coming up, we got the Iron Bowl, Civil War, Bedlam, and some game out west. Be back right after this. We are back, and for the last time, it's for the SEC. The last time for the SEC in HLS history. Iron Bowl, baby! All right, that's exciting as I can actually get about this game. 2:30 Central on CBS. Alabama is favored by 19.5 points, Eddie. Total is 56. You looking upset here?
Roll Tide. I don't think Auburn is good. I didn't think they were good with Bo Nix. I certainly don't think they're good without Bo Nix. Gimme Bama.
Auburn is going to be very interested in their vaccine mandate that's going to come due in December.
Yeah, Harsin's one of them.
He's been very, although he's been, I will give him this. He has not been as dumb as Rolovich. He's just not said anything. Like, he just avoids it, doesn't talk about it, and he knows he's in the state of Alabama, so he doesn't have to talk about it. He's
true.
Good about dodging the question. Also very good, and apparently this is just next level 3D chess, Eddie. You want to know a good way to hide your vaccine status and not have people really bring it up? You have a shitty football team, especially in second halves of games for the entire month of November. There was a graphic that came up, and I wanted to throw something at my TV. Like, what the fuck are you doing in the second half, man? They have scored a combined, like, 6 fucking points.
I know the graphic you're talking about. It was hilarious.
This isn't even a Bo Nix thing. This is a you suck at coaching thing, man. I did not get the Harsin hire when he came in. I'm like, you just got Boise Malzahn. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You didn't make a change. You effectively did the same thing, it just with a different guy. You found somebody with different clothes on. This makes no freaking sense. And it's made even less as the season has gone on. Auburn has a decent defense. But here's the problem. If Mississippi State can carve that defense up, you're telling me Alabama's fucking absolute air raid attack of their own isn't? This is just bad. I was thoroughly impressed, even though Arkansas was giving them a hell of a fight. I really thought, like, for half a second, I made myself believe Arkansas could do it. And then Bryce Young went out there and said, "Nah, son, watch this."
Incredible. I tell you what, I was very, very impressed with Arkansas. I thought that they had blown their last load against LSU. That team put up a hell of a fight. God, that fake, the fake field goal to the big man was so sexy.
When, like, I jumped off my couch and screamed, Eddie. Oh, man, that was art.
Man, hey, Sam Pittman, friend of the podcast, like, love that guy. Love what he's doing. Love what Arkansas is doing. I wish them nothing but the best.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. This one I don't think is as much fun. Now, granted, we can always do the caveat of, oh, well, this is a kind of Iron Bowl that Auburn wins. Yeah, this is the kind of Iron Bowl that Auburn wins when they're a little bit more functional and have shown functionality throughout the season.
Also with Gus. Like, yes. This is the trade-off from a fire Gus to Gus forever. Gus ain't there anymore. We're not doing that anymore.
No, we're not. It's this. I mean, Auburn has shown like 2 games of competency. And the hilarious part was, is I would keep telling myself, once Bo Nix settles down and figures it out, it'll be fine. Bo Nix actually settled down, figured it out, and it was not fine. And he did it. Not only that, he did it on a broken ankle. He was fine on a broken ankle, and that offense still couldn't put up any points, man. Like, if that isn't a sign from the gods that this just ain't it, I don't know what it is. I want to be wrong. There is no way I want Alabama to win. Don't get me wrong. But there's $200 on the line for charity here. I'm not going to do it. Next up, Civil War time, 2:30 in God's time zone on ESPN. Oregon and Oregon State. Oregon favored by 7 points, and that line's been coming down. 61 is the total. Eddie, after what I just saw happen to Oregon, which, oh, by the way, that warmed my heart. I love when we have chaos, but I love when chaos is served so emphatically like it was by Utah. Oregon's just a good football
team.
Yeah, just beat their ass. Like, look, Oregon is a good football team. They got to, you know, they got to do some winning to actually do a battle again for the Pac-12 North. This is so fucking hilarious. 3-horse race in that shit. This is so great. The Beavs. I don't know if y'all have been paying attention to the Beavs. If not, you should have. That's a spicy football team. Now you got them in a rivalry after when the rivals licking their wounds after a beatdown. I might sprinkle a little bit here. I'm not sure yet, but I really think the Beavs. It basically, it's like, can the Beavs keep it close, or is Oregon going to have a bounce back and actually play some solid football? Oregon State's defense actually is pretty damn good. They completely shut down Arizona State last week. I like what they have. They feel they're not like Utah. I mean, it's not the same team, but they have the same feel to them. So I'm going to go with my gut here. That kind of football can beat Oregon. I think they can do it again. Give me the Beavs. You got Eddie.
I could not be happier that Oregon got the fuck out of the paint, because I was so infuriated at the fact that a team that lost to this year's Stanford team was somehow in the top, it was in the playoff conversation. That being said, I've done well with the Beavs this year. I've made some money with Oregon State this year. But, you know, we've had some fun with Oklahoma's home-away split.
Uh-oh.
Have you looked at what Oregon State's looked like home versus away, Ryan?
I haven't, and now I'm terrified because I have a feeling it's not going to look pretty.
They lost at Wazoo. They lost at Cal. They lost at Colorado.
Oh, shit.
Colorado's really bad. Ryan, do you know where the Civil War is being played this year?
It is not at Oregon State.
It is, in fact, in Eugene. Oregon's going to come back angry. Much to my little sister's chagrin, the Ducks will be beating the Beavs, and it's going to be by more than 7. Give me the Ducks.
Damn. I was all confident about that pick until you threw some stats on me. Lying ass. I didn't know research. What the fuck?
I clicked ESPN and I clicked Oregon State's schedule and looked it up as we were talking.
Damn it. That's what I get for maintaining the spreadsheet. All right. We got
what tabs are for, baby.
Yeah. I ain't doing that shit. I have another tab open. There is the build your Thanksgiving fantasy lineup with $20 that I'm looking at on the other screen right now. That's
fair.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Good usage.
Yeah, great usage. All right, 6 p.m. Central over on ESPN. We get into the night slate now with a game that this is a long time, long standing rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
Historic roots, as far back as I can remember. Never known Texas A&M to have a more hated team than the LSU Tigers.
Do you have that memento disease?
Texas A&M is favored by 6.5 points over the Tigers. Tigers are at home as an underdog. Total is 56. Who do you got, Eddie?
Why is this game? Like, just who gives a shit? I don't know. Apparently, the world right now is on A&M. Obviously, it's Tuesday, so who knows what that means. It getting down under that key number is intriguing, but you know what? Let's get weird. We're in Baton Rouge. It's Thanksgiving. Give me some etouffee. Let's go Tigers. Let's get weird.
You really think Coach O is going to they're going to win one more for Coach O? Is that the feel?
I mean, hey, we've discussed interim Coach O is infinitely better than regular Coach O. Why not go out with a dub, right?
Oh man. Yeah, see, here's the problem with this lie. The key number, I wish it hadn't gone below the key. That's what
I'd feel a lot better if it didn't.
And here's why, because this game is as many jokes as I made, for whatever reason, this game's like the fucking Arkansas game. This game is bonkers for no reason. This game continuously, year after year, ends up being way better than it should be. These two teams actually legitimately have started hating each other, which is just fucking bonkers. This is the game that gave us our current fucked up overtime rules, if you will dig back into your history. If you will remember, that overtime marathon ended with a freaking fight on the field, man.
Didn't someone like punch a crippled guy?
It was Jimbo. It was like Jimbo's coach? Relative. There was one of Jimbo's younger relatives, like nephew or cousin.
After 9 overtimes.
This thing's always bonkers. Weird stuff happens. Why couldn't it stay at 7?
Take your bullshit fake army.
No, you know that's the problem. I didn't want to. Because here's the other problem. Calzada, you want to talk about somebody that already blew their load? He blew it for, I think, the rest of his college career against Alabama. Because ever since then, he has sucked so bad.
Would it help if you said it with a Calzada?
He still can't fucking throw the football, Eddie.
Well, that's racist, Ryan. Please have some fucking decorum, would you?
Yeah, go ahead, cancel this podcast. See if I care. I already filed the paperwork to dissolve this LLC, dummies. Get me out of this shit.
So who are you taking?
I don't know. I still don't know. I wanted at 7, I was taking LSU. At 6.5, I'm so...
It's not 7 anymore.
I know it's not 7 anymore. I hate
come
it.
Come on. Come on into the bayou. Come on. Come on. Get you a cup of jambalaya with your boy.
Fuck it. Go Tigers.
Hey, there he is.
I mean, look, there is an actual... You know what's also funny, Eddie? And it just triggered in my mind thinking about Coach O, is that... For some reason, and I've never heard this before in any other college football season, is that every other team has extended an offer to their fired coach just about to end the season, unless, you know, vaccine mandate or you shoved a kid. Coach O, it's like, are people trying to extend this to, like, be Coach O nice and, like, start some weird trend? Every other coach in the nation's been like, nah, son, fuck you, I'm gone. You don't want me. I'm out of here. Peace. Pay my buyout. Coach O's the only crazy enough son of a bitch to still keep on going.
Well, Coach O negotiated a healthy sum that made sense to stay there. It was a mutually beneficial deal for both sides. Yeah. So
this is the last one. And I think the other thing that pushes me over and why I'm like, well, this game always gets spicy, but it is at LSU. Like, there's enough people that still love Coach O. This could be an emotional send-off. So when you have the bonkers game, steer into the bonkers, y'all. God, I hope this goes back up to 7. I really do. I will buy the point. Fuck it. It's going up to 7 yep. One way or the other.
If we have taught you nothing in the last, what have we been doing this, 6, 7 years?
Yeah.
Always buy the hook.
Buy the hook, especially on the key. All right. Bedlam, yo. 6:30 p.m. at ABC, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Your nemesis, Eddie, for one last time, I hope, is going to be on here. Although they haven't been too bad to you this season.
Nah, they've been great to me this year.
Okie State is a 4-point favorite. Total is 50.5. Eddie, this decision is real easy for me. Where is this game being played?
Stillwater.
How is Caleb Williams done on the road?
Real shitty.
Now, look, I know this is, it's weird to think that I'm going to pick Oklahoma State to not only win and cover in a game they classically lose in the most hilarious ways possible. That defense is good. They are spicy. And Caleb Williams has sucked on the road. Again, I'm going to keep riding the principled horse until it bucks me off. So here we go. I'm riding into Bedlam wearing a cowboy hat. Give me the fighting Gundies. Who you got, Eddie?
Pew, pew. I'm right with you. You called it perfectly, and I went against it. But no, Caleb Williams sucks on the road. And that was against shitty teams.
I know. That's so weird.
Like, this Oklahoma State defense is fantastic and is very problematic for Notre Dame's playoff hopes. Were you wanting Notre Dame to be in the playoffs? Like, Okie State winning out is now going to be a big problem for us. But we'll deal with that in a couple weeks.
You know what? That's fine. Please be a problem. Save us from Georgia.
I like Okie State here as well. Straight up on the field, let's go. Well, I think they easily cover the 4. I don't like this Oklahoma team this year. They just, the team doesn't look right. The offense doesn't look right. The defense is an Oklahoma defense, which is always susceptible to problems. And Lincoln Riley blew everything he had with me when he was bitching about Baylor running up the score with a field goal.
You know, I am no Mike Gundy fan, but he can endear himself to me a little bit by calling a timeout as this game winds down
and a gratuitous field goal.
Just do it. I don't care if it's fucking 70 yards away. Do it. Let's fucking do it. In fact, if it's that far away, go ahead and fake it, because Riley's going to be so pissed. They'll be so disorganized. Fake the field goal. Score a touchdown.
Look,
best handshake of all time. It'd be great.
I think we've discussed this in the past. My disdain for Pete Carroll for what he did to us at Southern Cal will never go away. However, the game against, I want to say, Cal, where they were trying to kneel out and the other team called a timeout and he was like, all right, fuck y'all. And they did the fake kneel bomb when Leinart was still there for a touchdown. I was like, respect.
I always approve of that decision. Yeah. You're out of it. You want to be an asshole and call timeouts? Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I tried to be nice.
You know what?
I didn't want to be.
My brother-in-law, he coaches middle school football. His team did something similar.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
They didn't run
Teach him young.
They didn't run a trick play, but the game was over. Coach called a timeout. It was fucking middle school football. Everyone wants to go home. You could just see the look from the sideline to the other sideline, like, what are you doing? So they went and ran out of play and freaking scored on them. I have never so hard at a middle school football game.
Shout out to your brother-in-law.
It was awesome. All right. We got one more game before Notre Dame. Clemson and South Cackalack. Another big heated rivalry game. 11.5 points. Clemson's got the double-digit favorite again, Eddie. That's gone well for them this season. 6:30 on ESPN we go. Who you got?
Ryan, we have a problem.
We got a couple problems in this one.
Yeah, we do. Clemson's kind of put shit together, which I really don't like. The line has moved a bunch because the world's on South Cackalack. And shout out to Carolina. Great win last weekend. I did not see that one coming.
You and me both, buddy.
That was very impressive. The problem is, and this has burned me at least twice this year, talent prevails. Clemson still has a lot more talent than South Cackalack does. And they're actually playing a whole lot better than they were. We have seen firsthand that teams can change and teams can improve. Sadly, Clemson has been improving at a pretty good rate and actually can still win the fucking ACC this year. And when they do, it's going to be fucking infuriating.
It will be.
But yeah, nah, I think this one's going to go like it usually does, and Tigers can Tigers. So sadly, give me Clemson.
It's hilarious, Eddie, because you mentioned the ACC scenario. We are basically looking at a Dave Dorn, please don't fuck it up, to keep Clemson out of the ACC title game. That's where we are right now.
How's that going to go?
I know, right? Yeah, but Mac Brown won't pull one out of his ass against them. I'm sure it'll be just fine. I am glad I'm not going to be the only one hanging out here on the Clemson branch, Eddie, because the double digits do scare me. But this is a South Carolina team that probably just fired off the improbable bowl eligibility upset a week too soon. it's just not going to happen. Here's the other thing. That Clemson defense has been just stout. And they're much better than what Auburn threw out there, and Auburn played like ass. That's not going to happen. So, sadly, and not only do they still have a chance to win the fucking ACC, they have a chance of finishing with a 10-win season with a bowl. Like, what the hell, man? I hate it when Dabo Peruzzi's a good coach. It was so much more fun to make fun of him when he was in the season. But like you said, they have done a lot of Notre Dame moves. Their line has shuffled around. DJ actually looks like the big Cinco we've all heard about when he made the one play where he's running around on the backfield, breaking tackles, and just launching it downfield. I'm like, ah, that's the guy I picked to win the Heisman. That's where you're still there. It's good to see. So if that all happens, you got Shipley back. The rushing attack looks good. I mean, they're not the same Clemson, oh my God, they're going to blow somebody out type of offense. But I love that this line is coming down. It is coming the right way. And man, if we get lucky enough to where that gets closer to 10, oh buddy, jump all over that. That's the only reason I haven't hopped on this sucker yet is I'm hoping a little bit more falling comes. But if you see that line go 12.5, jump the hell on it. Make sure it doesn't get to 13 on you. I'm taking Clemson as well. You're going to get destroyed, Gamecocks. Again, like, you don't have anything to play for. Clemson's still playing for the ACC championship against all odds.
The motivation is always key.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on. Speaking of motivational tactics, Notre Dame's headed to the farm this Thanksgiving. Fox wanted this bullshit on primetime. Thanks, guys. It's awesome. Love waiting around for this thing. 7 p.m. in God's time zone. The game will probably end at midnight if Oklahoma State's last game is any indication. 19-point favorite is Notre Dame. 52.5-point favorite. Well, we said at the beginning of the show, hope you took the line already. That is not enough points. That needs to be 21-plus to even consider a fade here. Notre Dame has, you know, even if you have questions about the offense, you shouldn't have questions about the defense at this point, especially with what Freeman's been able to put together. And you don't think they have motivation to end out this entire month with no touchdowns? Oh, they're going to do it. Like, that's their style points. That's their form of style points that this team is built for, that this team actually wants to do. They want to turn around and say, we suffocated the shit out of them. We don't need to score points. They can't. Those are the kind of style points that Notre Dame goes for. They will get them in spades here because they'll probably get the offensive style points as well. Stanford's defense ain't shit. They are awful. I don't know what David Shaw's been doing. He has finally come back down to earth like we predicted all these years ago. Thank you, self-fulfilling prophecy. It finally came true. There is just no way in hell I can take Stanford. I don't care if the whole world's on Notre Dame. The whole world's on Notre Dame because you open the line below 17, and everybody knows that's about 5 to 7 points too low. Give me the Irish. Who do you got, Eddie?
Yeah, my local finally put the line up at 18.5, and I bought it down to 18 just because standard practices. This Stanford team fucking sucks, dude. I mean, Cal put up 41 on them, and Cal is not good. Their defense is terrible. Their offense might be worse, and our defense is playing at an incredibly high level. I think they have scored 2 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks and given up none. Like, when your defense is outscoring opponents' offense, that's something. This line is just like 3 touchdowns too low. Next week, I expect another game like we've gotten the last 2 weeks. Just a very ho-hum, enjoyable, easy beatdown. I'm so, so glad that we got the at Stanford monkey off our back, because if that still existed and that little voice was in the back of my head of we've never won in Palo Alto under Brian Kelly, like, that's not a world I want to live in. But shout out to BK 2.0. He beats the shit out of teams in November, and he beats the shit out of bad teams. And we're going to send Stanford to a 3-9 year.
One of those wins is Oregon.
How?
Oh, my God.
I get they had some injuries, but that's how Oregon was ever in the conversation after that loss makes no sense to me. But this team sucks. Notre Dame's going to crush them. I've already max bet it with my local. And if you get the chance, you should too, because this line is going to get to 21 before game time. That's still going to be at least 10 points too low. But hey, you might as well get a better number while you can, right?
Absolutely. Go. Sometimes I get nervous by getting lines early, but there are some where I'm just like, oh, no, you fucked up, son.
Yeah, no, you gotta jump on them.
This is one of them. Yeah, currently, just for funsies, there's only 756 bets recorded by the Action Network, and 92% of the bets and 97% of the money are on Notre Dame, and I don't care.
It's gone up 3 points. It's a lot like last week. The majority of the bets were on Notre Dame again, and the line kept moving because they just opened it too low.
You're at halftime, like, go ahead, cash it. Like, come on. I know, like, you're not supposed to yet, but what are we doing here?
Yeah, there's... I'm pretty sure this one's okay.
Oh, man. Absolutely incredible. Well, Eddie, I'm excited for this week, not only because it's rivalry week and we always get bonkers games.
What was that?
Rivalry week.
God, gotcha, look bud. At you. Look at you. It only took 7 years.
I know. It's incredible.
Finally got there.
Nailed it. And then once, now that I'm going to stop this, you know, we're going to be just talking one day, and I'm going to call it God knows. But yeah, Eddie, I'm also excited because we have differed, my friend, on three games. So unless we get the mystery push in one of those three, we're going to have a new leader in the clubhouse. Those three are Ole Miss and Mississippi State, Cincy and ECU, and the Civil War between Oregon and Oregon State. I love that two of them are absolute crazy rivalry games, and Cincy's also just kind of out there.
Yeah, we have some hooks involved, but here's what's going to – well, wait. Which ones? I only see two that we differ on.
Three, sir. First two, and then go to the Egg Civil Bowl, War.
Cincinnati.
And Civil War. Oregon, Oregon State.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Okay.
And these could go either way.
Yeah. The problem is Egg Bowl has a hook.
That's a 1-point hook, though.
Well, no. So that one, we have a guaranteed winner. We actually, I think we're good. We're going to get some distance here. Kids, look, you can't say we don't keep it exciting. Here we are once again, as the prophecy foretold, as it was written, so shall it be. We come in tied to the last week of the regular season for your Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Look, kayfabe is real, man. We bring you excitement. That's what we're here for. This is all bullshit. One of us could have blown the other one out long time ago. We all know who would have done it, but I like to be a sporting fellow. What can I say?
That's what he keeps telling himself.
Hey, undefeated. It is what it is.
Liar.
Kids, we're running out of football. It's sad to say. Enjoy it. Have yourselves a lovely Thanksgiving. Get yourself some turkey, some cranberry sauce, some sweet potatoes, some mac and cheese, whatever you enjoy. Have a bunch of it. And then watch yourselves some good old football. We've got, if you're listening to this podcast, I feel like you understand the beauty of college football and you realize that you need to watch the Egg Bowl. Because there is no more chaos-infused game every year than that. But if you somehow just stumbled upon this, don't just get rid of your family. You spent enough time with them. You're around the table for like hours. You did the bullshit. I'm thankful for what nobody gives a shit. Watch this game. It will be incredible. Enjoy your time. Enjoy your weekends. Time's coming short. We're running out of games.
It's your last full Saturday slate, y'all.
Enjoy it. Hell, at this point, you might as well tell us. We're giving you winners. Inexplicably, we are giving you so many winners.
It took us almost a decade, but we're making you money. And by not baiting us.
We finally figured it out. So come on down. The water's fine. And as always, go Irish. Hail Gambler.
All right, and that is going to do it. Make sure you subscribe to this little pod over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you happen to get your podcast feeds at. Come join us over on twitch.tv/herlittlesons or catch the VOD if you're a little late on that action. Discord at herlittlesons.com/discord. And of course, for the next couple months, we will still be around herlittlesons.com. Until next time, y'all, enjoy Turkey Day. Go Irish, beat trees. Have a good one.